I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1487, When the Brook Dries Up. When that happens, does that mean you're out of God's will? That you're just wallowing in sin and disobedience? That God is punishing you? How do we interpret life when it's going well? When you're following God's clear command? When life is good in the neighborhood, but then it's not? What do we do when the brook dries up? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two great commandments to love God that we're trying to follow with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor in our everyday life, even when it's hard and sometimes confusing. There's a story in 1 Kings that goes like this. It's 1 Kings 17. Now Elijah the Tishbite, a Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word." And the word of the Lord came to him, "Depart from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of Jordan. You shall drink from the brook, and I've commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the brook Cherith, that is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And then we get verse 7. And after a while, the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. Okay, I've got a lot of questions about this one. Lexio 365 deals with it this way. Have I experienced any drying brooks in my life? I listened to these examples from Baptist preacher F.B. Meyer. Many of us have had to sit by drying brooks, the drying brook of popularity, the drying brook of health, the drying brook of money, the drying brook of friendship. It takes a special grace, a unique work of the Spirit of God, to see the brook dry up in front of you and to bear it with godly endurance. We like to see things move from one success to another, from glory to glory. But there are times when God knows that the drying brook is exactly what is best for us. Why does God let them dry? He wants to teach us not to trust in His gifts, but in Himself. Podcast peeps, I don't think we can automatically assume that every dried brook is punishment for sin, or even that it's time to move on, as was the case with Elijah, by the way, or that it's best just to wait until the rains come again. But when the brook dries up, it is time to seek the Lord and to see what He says about our dried brook. Here's the great question. Are you experiencing any dried brooks in your life? And have you talked to Jesus about it? And what insights are you getting? Let's pray. Lord, our lives have seasons, and every season we want to be right in the middle of Your will. But sometimes that's hard to discern. Clearly, even when we are in the center of Your will, there's going to be hard times, as we see in every Bible character. Hard times don't mean jump ship. It may mean lean in closer, listen harder, stay faithful, or it may mean to adjust the course. Give us discernment in each and every case so we know what to do, and we'll do it. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1488. And in the meantime, again from Lexio 365, I want to trust not only in the gifts of God, but in His presence with me. So I name a place in my life that has felt dried up, and I ask, Spirit of the living God, will You show me how You are with me in this place? I long for You, the way I long for water in the desert, joy in the wilderness, kindness in the dryness. The ravens carrying bread and meat would have been a wild curveball for Elijah. The unclean bringing food to the prophet. So today I pray for the kingdom of God to break into unexpected spaces. Father, would You bring the story of Your love and light into unexpected places today? Reveal Your love in the corporate world, in the nightclubs, on TikTok. Disrupt our ease with Your radical love. Lord, I'll do what You want me to do. even when the brook dries up.